Now, Kate, you said that you actually had exchange students live with you
I did.
in New Zealand.
I've had three exchange students.
Okay, can you talk about each one?
Yep, the first one, she was very young. She was 14, I think, at the time. And so it was quite difficult for her to come to another country by herself.
Yeah.
But by the end of 2 weeks, she was in tears when she left our family. She was just
Oh.
so happy and overjoyed, and we still keep in contact.
What was her name?
Ariko.
Oh, okay.
Ariko.
So were all the exchange students from Japan?
They were three
Oh.
from Japan, that's right.
Okay. And who else did you have come and stay with you?
The next one was interesting. She came from Kanto, Kansai area, near Osaka in Japan. And she was in a band, a brass band or
Okay.
orchestra. So she actually came to New Zealand to just play in this orchestra. And she was a very lovely girl. She spoke fluent English, so we had no problems in communicating. Yeah.
And how long did she stay?
She stayed for 3 weeks, actually.
Okay.
A bit longer.
And you said there was one more?
And one more was Ayako. She was older. She was actually more my brother's age. So she spent a lot of time with my brother and rather than with me, because I was going to school every day.
Oh, I see.
But we still got on very well, and my most memorable moment was going horse riding with her.
Oh, nice. Had she been on a horse before?
No, yeah.
Okay.
First time.
She must have been pretty scared of the horses.
Yeah, she was.